Father, we thank you for this Friday morning. It's brand new and reminds us of your goodness and your mercy. We thank you that we can gather like this with such great joy and intention to come into your presence, to bring ourselves before you, to present our hearts to you anew and fresh on this day. Everything you do is new for us, and we thank you. Today we bask in the glory of your creation, the fact that you've given us life and that more abundantly. You're in our lives, and we present our lives to you that you would lead it and control, as you have always done, what happens, that you would continue to watch over us in times and a season where the enemy is running rampant, seeking whom he may devour. But our confidence is in you. You protect and you watch over us as you have done. And we have this peace that passes all understanding, peace that you have given to us. Today we thank you for all our prayer partners that have joined us so promptly and in such a committed way. We thank you for each one of them, that today would be a day of climbing higher on the stairways of faith, going from strength to strength, from glory to glory, so that you are honored above all things. You are seen and honored, served, and are praised on this day. We thank you for the righteousness of Jesus Christ, which you've installed upon each of us as a garment, as a robe. You've forgiven us for our sins. You've washed us and you've cleansed us from all unrighteousness, so that we're seen through your eye, and not even our own eyes, but your eye, where we're precious to you. So we thank you today. Once again, bless your name for who you are. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Praise the name of the Lord, and welcome to Global Time with Christ Jesus. On this Friday morning, October the 24th, yes, my special month is coming to an end quickly. But we thank God for the movement of time and for time. Doesn't matter. We're alive, and we praise God. I'm your host, Aubrey Gregory, for the next 30 minutes or so. I count it a privilege. And I thank you and welcome you this morning as you join us here for prayer. Our focus today is living on praying ground. We want to live there, meaning we want to be on praying ground permanently. Just like to share a meal, if you will, from the Word of God, and it's taken from James chapter 5, verse 15 through 17. That's James chapter 5, verse 15 through 17. And I would like to read that in our hearing, if you will. I'll be reading in the Amplified Version. And it begins this way. And the prayer, that is, of faith, will save him who is sick. And the Lord will restore him. And if he has committed sins, he will be forgiven. Verse 16. Confess to one another, therefore, your faults, your slips, your false steps, your offenses, your sins, and pray also for one another that you may be healed and restored to a spiritual tone of mind and heart. The earnest, heartfelt, continued prayer of a righteous man makes tremendous power available, dynamic in its working. Verse 17. Elijah was a human being with a nature such as we have, with feelings, affections, and a constitution like ours, and he prayed earnestly for it not to rain, and no rain fell on the earth for 3 years and 6 months. Well, what is consecration? It is devoting oneself to a life of prayer. It means not only to pray, but to pray consistently and effectively. God cannot deny the requests of a man or woman who has completely dedicated himself to God and his service. This act of the consecration of an individual puts him or her on praying ground and on pleading terms with God. It places him where he can get hold of God, where he can influence God to do things that he otherwise would not do. That is why we commit ourselves to prayer. So thank you for joining us today. Obviously, you're committed to prayer. You're up as early as this on a nice, chilly morning. And you're offering yourself up to the Lord in prayer, presenting your heart to Him, obeying the command to come, let us worship. It's time to pray. Praise the name of the Lord. Well, Once again, just want to remind you of our protocol here. You would like to be heard, period. Just press the button 1 on your phone. That's the action for you on your end of things. Then you'll be heard. You'd be heard saying amen, praise the Lord, or giving a praise report, or offering a prayer request. Please do not hesitate to do any of that, because we're on together, and we're together here. I have the privilege of hosting, but it's not about me or just by me. It's about us. And so I welcome your live input. And to do that, just press the button 1 on your phone without fear. Because he has not given us a spirit of fear, but of love and of power and a sound mind. Praise the name of the Lord. Well, I'm praising God because every day is such a privilege. And you never know what activities, what circumstances comes in a particular day, but we are led to think of Him all day long. Even as we go through our routine tasks in our regular settings that which we operate in every day, we think of Him. And it's just amazing how that happens. It comes from over a long time of operating that way, so that thoughts of the Lord are with you all day long. And anything that penetrates or attempt to penetrate or threatens to penetrate and disrupt the process of being conscious of the Lord at all times, you send those threats and overcome them, and these threats comes from all kinds of directions directed at our gates, and our gates are our hearing, our sight, our five senses in general, and the enemy will try to attack us through those gates. And so with the Spirit of God as our help, we're able to keep those gates protected, fending off any possible attacks. And it could be as simple as being in an environment where just the music that's being played is designed to attack your gates and to get you out of focus and out of concentration on Him who is able to keep us. So that's the life that we live. It's an adventure. So I'm thankful for what God has done and how He's brought us to this moment in time. On the top of our list today is the initiative that we started at the beginning of the month, praying for these United States. How many know that we need prayer? And if you don't know, well, I don't know what to say about that. But you can feel, if you have a discerning spirit and sense, the enemy's accelerated efforts to steal, kill, and destroy. You can sense it. But at the same time, you can sense the imminence of Christ's appearing, the drawing near of that day, the day of the Lord, as the Scripture describes it. You can sense the momentum of everything being accelerated. We can sense it. And you don't even have to be a spiritual person. I mean, the world is saying it. They say this world is going to hell. That's what they're saying. This is the commentary of the uninformed. But because they feel and sense something. So obviously you and I must sense it. But the good news is our redemption is nearer. That's what it signals. However, in the meantime, we're wanting to pray that His kingdom comes in earth as it is in heaven. And we want to pray for two territories today in the United States. It's the state of Utah, the state of North Carolina. We want to pray for those two states that the kingdom of God would come in those two territories, even as we pray together today. So Utah has about 3.1 million people residing there. In the midst of that 3.1 is the church. Then there's North Carolina that has roughly about 10 million people living there. In the midst of that state, there is the church in the midst of those people. So we want to pray for the state. We want to pray for its leadership. We want to pray for its people, for each and every one of them, because the scripture says, pray for all men everywhere. So we just want to be obedient. And in particular, we want to bless the household of faith first. Father, we thank you for the state of Utah, state of North Carolina. We want to send your word of blessing, comfort, faith, strength, restoration, deliverance to the household of faith in Utah and North Carolina. We bless those territories because you ordained and foreordained that they would be. We thank you for those that have already answered the call of salvation, the call of belonging to the kingdom of light. We pray right now across those two states for your glory to shine, even as the church obeys the command to arise and to shine. Visit the church in those two territories with outpourings and supernatural deliverances in the name of Jesus. And we command the gates of hell and the enemy to take up their weapons and to flee, because the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church. So we pray, Lord, that your truth and your spirit would be so welcomed and so prevailing in those churches among your people that it would be seen by all. The atmosphere will be charged and transformed by your spirit, even as you move upon the people of God. In the state of Utah, the state of North Carolina. We pray for the leadership, beginning with the governor, the legislatures, the mayors of all the towns. We pray, O God, your peace over those territories, and that those men and women of God would hear your voice in your heart, and they would be strengthened in boldness and in courage, where they would stand against the tide of wickedness, the tide of ungodliness, in the name of Jesus, for your name's sake. We pray for the children in those states, Lord, that they would come into a saving knowledge of you. They would hear parents that are godly. They would obey your word. Thus their lives would be lengthened, spared from the targeting of the kingdom of darkness. Bless all in those states, the entire population, so that the light of Christ would shine in that state and illuminate every man and every woman and every child. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. What a privilege it is to pray for people. Hallelujah. Once again, welcome and thank you for joining us on this Friday morning. You're awesome. Praise the Lord. I want to pray. I just feel it in my spirit. I want to pray for some friends of ours who, it's another group of saints, and I mean that, saints, that are praying right now as we pray here in our zone. They're praying. And it's the Dynamic Prayer Club. And this club is led by good friends of ours that love the Lord. And one of the principles of this ministry, I've known these people since I was a child. God has is still keeping them, and it was good to see them a few weeks ago when we all got together. And the Lord spoke to my heart that we should pray for them. And I want to do that now. And some of you may be familiar with the Dynamic Prayer Club. And it isn't, believe me, it is dynamic. It is. If you know the principles, you would know that it is not simply a name. And they pray and know how to pray. Let's pray for their strength. Let's thank God for them to begin with. They are soldiers, boots on the ground, God's boots, like we are. Father, we thank you for the Dynamic Prayer Club and how you've taken this ministry through all manner of circumstances. You've taken them to the heights of the mountain of prayer. You've taken them in experience to the valleys where they met and overcame the enemy. We thank you for each and every one of them. Thank you for Camille, who leads it so powerfully and dynamically. Thank you for her mother and others who assist in leading this powerful prayer ministry. Thank you for them on this day. And Father, even now we are so honored to be praying at the same time that they are. And we know that they are storming the gates of heaven right now. And Father, we join them, support them. And we are in fellowship with them as we all are in fellowship with you. Bless them today, Father, and meet every need. Every need is met by Christ Jesus. Every need is met. And all the saints, Lord, are stronger today than they were yesterday, because of you, Lord. Cause them, Lord, to be able to not only stand on, but to own every piece of territory and ground that they claim for your honor and for your glory. Bless them with health and strength. Visit them in a special way. In the name of our Lord and Savior Christ Jesus, who is our King. Amen and amen. Praise the name of the Lord. When we think of people that, and there are many, many around the nation and around the world that are praying right now. They're doing the same thing we're doing. They're seeking God. They're expecting. They're looking to Him, depending on Him and Him alone, because it's from Him all our help comes. Bless them all today, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Once again, welcome to you, and if you would like to your voice to be heard, just press the button 1 on your phone, and that opens up your line. That's your action that you can take in your step of faith. If you'd like to give a praise report, or you'd just like to say amen, or you'd like to request prayer for some situation that you are aware of. And I would plead with you to note, as you go through your day, situations that God wants you to bring to a scenario or setting like this, so it's lifted up on the altar of prayer. That's the responsibility that you and I have. We are feet, boots on the ground, eyes in the earth. The dead cannot do any of this. Their time in the earth is expired. Yours and mine too will expire. But we wait for that day being active. I see one of you would like to speak, and you're on live. Welcome. And you may sound your voice. Hallelujah.
Morning, Pastor.
Good morning. Oh. The voice of the South. Good morning, Linda.
Oh, yes. God bless
you
all.
Today?
How are you this morning?
Oh, we're awesomely favored, divinely powered, and blessed. And I say that not casually. I mean it. It's from the bottom of my heart. And I think I speak for all of us. How are you today?
I am blessed in every way possible. As we celebrate this month of pastors, may God bless all of you. And the purpose of my call, because First Lady is so hard to catch up with, I called to wish her an early birthday, which is Sunday, because
yes.
I probably won't be able to catch up with her on Sunday or Saturday, so I wanted to wish her an early birthday, my sister Liz, and wish her many, many, many more. I am next in line to her, so I just want to wish her a heart-filled, loved birthday on Sunday. Hopefully she will have a great one and be filled with a lot of celebratory good wishes. From
amen.
All of us out who knows her and who've heard me talk about her so much, good wishes, God-filled blessings to her on Sunday.
Praise
and I
the
wish
name
all
of,
you up there in New Jersey, your prayer partners, keep up the good work. And as I said, may God bless all the pastors who this month has been set aside to celebrate you all. Keep up the good work. And I'm listening from time to time. But happy birthday to your sister. I love you.
Well, I wish she would say something. She's on. First Lady, are you on?
Yes.
Okay, you heard your sister.
Well, as long as she received the message, that's all that matters. So, happy birthday to your sister. I love you, and I wish you many, many more. Pastor, you all have a blessed weekend, and may God bless all of you pastors in this month and all the year through. May God bless you all.
Pastor.
Thank you. Thank you very much. That was very generous.
I'm on.
Of you. Well, are you wanting to respond to your sister's best wishes?
Open the line.
You're on. We're hearing you.
Oh, okay.
I called to wish you an early happy birthday because I probably won't be able to catch up with you for the rest of the weekend. So I just called to wish you an early happy birthday to let you know that it comes from me with heartfelt love and many, many blessings. And I do hope that you will have a heartfelt, God-blessed birthday. I love you with everything that I have, and may God bless you and keep you. Happy birthday to you.
Thank you. I love you, too.
Okay.
You'll be blessed. Bye now.
Thank you.
And I'll talk to you later.
All right. Bye.
Okay, thanks again, and I love you.
Bye.
Thank you very much for your well and best wishes. And that was wise because we know that Sunday is going to be a full day for us. We also know that that is true of Saturday. That's not a complaint. That's just an assertion of truth because we know God is has his hand upon us and he's showing his appreciation through people of who we are and what we are about. So we know that those 2 days will be filled to the max. We already know that. That's tomorrow and Sunday. And so we thank God for all of you and for your well wishes, for your gestures of kindness and celebration of our lives. And so this is truly a wonderful month as God has ordained. God injects these periods and seasons of blessings that we cannot escape. And so we thank him for that. I do want to thank you for your prayers and for your comments and all of those. And just remember, just hit the button one and you'll be on live. Hit the button one on your phone and that opens up your line. So you have control on that end. God has really blessed us with the technology that we have that enables us to do these things so effectively. I want to pray for, as I was saying earlier, God wants you and I to note what happens, not simply be observers of life, but be participants in life. In other words, we're soldiers on the ground, seated in heavenly places, and God has given us eyes and ears and discernment to be able to see what it is that is happening at the ground level and be able to gather that intelligence and then bring it together with all of us when we gather like this so that we can lift those things up. We can intercede those things. That's what God is looking for us to do as our part. The relationship we have with God is not a one-sided relationship where we wait for him to do things for us personally. It's that and so much more. God wants us to be eyes and ears in the earth. That is why we are alive. Remember, you could have been dead a long time ago if it wasn't for the grace and mercy of God while you were doing you. that's true of me as well. So with that truth in mind, let us now turn all of our members into serving Him. And that's what consecration is about. And serving Him means doing those things that agree with His plan and His purpose from moment to moment every day. So I would like to pray for a brother in our community, and his name is Calvin. This is something that I noted. I've been watching and observing. And as I do that, I can feel in my spirit and in my heart that God wants me to pray for him. And I'm going to ask you right now to join me, please, if you will, in praying for this brother. He was part of operation called Freedom Ministries in our community that distributed food to the community, and he headed up the distribution side of things with that. And however, that ministry is no longer in existence because of the death of its founder and the inability for that organization to continue for all kinds of reasons. However, Calvin was one of the faithful, if you will. But now, it appears that he is homeless. That's the only reason you'd be out in the community, in the cold, in the rain. And my heart goes out to him. I'm going to ask you to help to pray as we pray for help for him. I have not spoken to him about that, and I plan to, if I see him today, to really get a close-up on what might be going on with him. He was a former substance abuser, and God has had delivered him. Don't want to see him flip back, because that would be the enemy's plan. Father, we thank you right now for the open doors of your throne room where we can enter, and we are carrying with us the requests from our hearts, which we believe has its origin in heaven, at your throne. We're praying back to you what you desire to do. That is to keep and preserve Calvin. We pray right now, as I can see his face, in his time of need, that you would open doors for him, even on this day, giving him an opportunity to have the comforts that we enjoy, a warm place to stay, a space, no matter the size, that he can call his own, and have the normal creature comforts. Bless him today mightily. Provide for him, as even he has assisted in the past of you providing for others. You used his hands, his senses, his eyes, his ears, his mouth. Now, Father, in his time of need, you know the cry of his heart, and you know the pain that he feels. We pray right now for his healing at the level of the heart and spirit. Make him whole. In Jesus' name, provide for him on this day. And we thank you for hearing our prayers on Calvin's behalf. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord, that you were there so that we can come bringing these requests before you. We bless your name this Friday, morning, in the name of Jesus. We thank you. Amen and amen. Well, praise the Lord. Thank God it's Friday. Thank God for you. I see your line is alive and you can speak. Thank you for being with us this morning. Welcome. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
I have a prayer.
Okay. If you can repeat, your signal was dropping out a bit there, so we missed some of what you were saying. If you would repeat it. Okay.
I have two prayer requests this morning. One of them is for those that are seeking jobs, that are unemployed and seeking for a job. And also, just to lift up in prayer, our President Barack Obama.
Yes.
And this week was the third time, if my memory serves me right, that someone tried to enter the White House, and we don't know what might happen, but we know that God knows and that He's in control. So we just lift Him up in prayer and pray His protection in the name of Jesus.
Amen. Thank you for that prayer request, and it also serves to remind me of some thoughts I'd like to share right quickly with you, with all of us, so that we understand. And this is why the Word of God says that we should pray for all men everywhere. And that's why we should be obedient to that. God has you and I in the earth as soldiers, not simply survivors. And sometimes we are coming from a place of, God, if you just help me to survive. Well, yeah, he's about that as well, but so much more. And so now we have gone from being victims to overcomers. And to overcome means that there's something that you overcome. And we will be, that name will be written on us ultimately, overcomers. But overcomers, because we overcome and overcome and overcome and overcome and overcome and overcome some more all day long. So it's important that you and I pay attention to what is going on in the earth. The rest are running and hiding because of the storm. That's what the regular birds do. But the eagles mount up with wings. The eagle says, this is opportunity to function. And so the same storm that the other birds are hiding from, the ordinary birds, the eagle sees opportunity. So we have to distinguish ourselves in this season, between whether we're just ordinary birds running and hiding from the storm, or we see opportunity in the storm. And the opportunity that we see is to use our discernment. And what we discover as we use it, we see that there is heavy demonic activity. Heavy demonic activity that is going on. And the demonic spirits have access immediately and profusely to those whose minds are not stable. In other words, they're nuts, they're crazy, they're insane. And so those demons that occupy them or desire to occupy them are able to make entrance and thus cause devastation. You had the man in the subway. You saw it on TV yesterday with an axe, a hatchet, attacking police officers while they were unaware. So you have these lone terrorists, because the terrorists have requested that individuals take action against law enforcement. And it is happening. So the demonic realm has issued instructions, and there are people who are obeying. The kingdom of God has issued instructions, and there are people who should obey, and that's us. So there's a war on, my friend. War. We don't like the sound of that. We just want to be left alone, to live our lives. That's kind of where most people are. But that's not consistent with the reality. Reality, there's a war on. You may be out wherever you are today, and the enemy wants to target you because of who you are in Christ. Well, we don't want to sit back and be defenseless. We want to be awake, be conscious, lay aside every weight so that we may run this race. So let's pray. We are out of time, actually. Father, we thank you, Lord, that we can come and we can lay requests, better ours and others, before you. There are many people that are searching for employment today. There's that father, there's that mother that would love to provide for their household, their families. We pray today that that door that has been closed opens up. The angel of favor, goodness, and mercy would follow them today. Go ahead of them and open the doors for employment. We pray for the protection of our president, Barack Obama. We know, Lord, that a war is on, and that the enemy would like to steal, kill, and destroy on Pennsylvania Avenue the residence of the president and his family. We pray a hedge, continued hedge of protection, even above and beyond the Secret Service, that your angels will encamp on the four cardinal points of the map, protecting that area from the plots and threats of the enemy. We thank you for hearing our prayers. And we thank you, all of you, for being present with us on this wonderful day. It's Friday. Tonight we'll be for prayer at 7:30, and that's a closed assembly. It will not be visible to the rest of the planet as this prayer cast is. It will be private. We have ways of doing that, but we invite you to join us at 7:30 tonight, and we'll pray in fellowship until 8:30 for 1 hour. Please adjust your schedule to accommodate that and to be present. That's important. That's an assembly of the Newark Gospel Tabernacle. This is not a global assembly. It's just reserved for the Newark Gospel Tabernacle. There are things that we want to pray about that are specific to our ministry and to our community. Amen. So I'm looking forward to seeing you on tonight at 7:30 sharp. praise the name of the Lord. Well, we'll close with our benediction from the Word of God. Now, we look at Romans chapter 15, verse 5 and 6. Now the God of patience and consolation grant you to be like-minded, one toward another, according to Christ Jesus, that we may with one mind and one mouth glorify God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. We leave with the sound of an awesome guitar. Makes you want to clap, makes you want to shout. God bless you and receive you. Have a blessed day.